Good evening, everyone. Robert here, RJ Net. Just thought I would share my evening walk to the station with you. I've decided that both Vance and I need a bit of a leg stretch and that we won't be lazy and take the bus. We've escaped before it's got dark, and there are a few things that I want to do at home, and I thought that we would walk to Waterloo. So I'm currently standing at the corner of Millbank and Horseferry Road, and I'm going to walk up towards the Houses of Parliament and then turn right and walk across Westminster Bridge. Okay, forward, Vance. First things first, we need to cross Millbank. Find the crossing, Vance. So we're finding a zebra crossing here. Good boy. Forward. And it's got an island in the middle, which we're coming up to. Find the curb, Vance. Forward. Good boy. We're going to find left. Good boy. Oh, steady, Vance, steady. So I'm now walking on a pavement that has a park on the right with some very, very large trees that are hanging over the pavement and making it quite dark. And no, Vance, no, not today. Come on, you've already spent. On you go, come on. Vance trying to go into the park there. Just walked through the middle of, I think, there's a bus stop there. Yes, there's a bus on the left. And Millbank's on the left as well. It's not too busy this evening. On the other side of the road from here, not that I can see any detail of it, but it is part of the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA. Straight on, Vance. Come on, forward. I know you want to go in the park, but I'm sorry, Vance, we've got to go home. Come on, you. So the park that's on my right, whose name escapes me at this moment, it might be Victoria. No, not Victoria Park. Victoria Tower Park, something like that. Anyway, it borders Millbank on one side, where I'm walking, and on the other side, it borders the Thames, and it basically runs between Lambeth Bridge and the Palace of Westminster. Good boy, Vance. Excellent work. Going along at a nice pace now. Straight on. He's slowing down for a forward. A little exit from the park there. I think we've got one more of those and then we should be at the palace. I'm not sure if Parliament is sitting this week, if they're back from party conferences. Obviously the party conferences were the final one was last week, wasn't it? So not sure how busy it will be up here. What day of the week is it? Tuesday. Certainly doesn't seem to be many people up here at the moment. Good boy, Vance. Vance is now indenting. Good boy. Well done. I think that's the security measures at one end of the Palace of Westminster. Forward, Vance. That is the garden entrance, which is down next to Victoria Tower. Forward, Vance. No, Vance, get in. Vance tries to walk me down the vehicle entrance. Find the way. Forward, find the way. Actually, no, we have ended up on the wrong side of the fence. Never mind. Find the way, Vance. They've changed the layout since I was last here. Basically, it's an arrangement of lots of black bollards and gates and things which are meant to stop vehicles from going where they didn't ought to go as a security precaution. And they seem to change the layout every time they put them back in place. My guess is Parliament isn't sitting, as it's extremely quiet here. Fans, watch, please. Okay, we're now walking past the entrance that most tourists, in fact, most people probably use when entering the Palace of Westminster. St. Stephen's entrance. On you go, Vance. And then we're out of the main area that's in front of it and walking along the pavement once more. Good boy, Vance. It's an absolutely gorgeous evening. Blue sky, sunshine, although the sun is now quite low, so the pavement is in shade. Somebody's shouting something from Parliament Square over on the left. Can't make it out. Good boy, Vance. Forward. That's the exit road from Palace Westminster. Entrance road coming up. Forward, Vance. Good boy. Right, and now we just need to get across the road crossing at the end of western end of Bridge Street. Good lad, Vance, go on. Sorry, Vance, excuse me. Vance taking a liking to somebody's feet there. This is always a tricky crossing because there's no thimble thing to hang on to. There's no bleeps. Basically, just have to watch for when everybody else goes. And as you can hear, you don't want to get it wrong. Forward, Vance, everyone seems to be going. There was Big Ben striking 5:30 there. Forward, Vance. We're going to find right. Yep, find the way. So we're turning right on the other side. Walking up past one of my favourite pubs in the area, St. Stephen's Tavern. Find the way, Vance. No, not today. Which Vance wants to go into. And then we're going to walk past the entrance to Forward Vance, Westminster Tube Station. Good boy, Vance. Well done. Excellent work. Excellent. Very good. Weaving in and out of all the people along here. On we go, Vance. Not today. Going straight on. Sorry. Very sorry. Vance, you've got to watch, please, eh? Can't walk me into people. Pavement goes up quite sharply here. I haven't really noticed that before. I imagine it's to get over one of the underpasses that's around here. We need to find the crossing, Vance. So we need to cross the entrance to Embankment Road, not the station. Vance weaves his way in and finds a space right on the curb. Very good. Good boy, Vance. Again, just need to watch for when everyone else goes, I think. Lots of traffic this evening. Thank you.
few people chance crossing over, but there's still traffic moving.
It's way advanced. And we're off. Four advanced. Let's go. Kind of crossing now. And wait.
So this is now the traffic coming off embankment, either turning left onto Westminster Bridge, where we're going to walk, or right onto Bridge Street and Parliament Square. Ahead of me on the other side is Westminster Pier, and obviously Westminster Bridge, where we're about to go. Four advance, and we're moving again. Four advance, good lad. We're going to find right, please. Good boy. Quite confusing for both of us, so he is doing an excellent job weaving me through everybody. Find the way, Vance. Come on then, find the way.
Right, we're on the bridge.
If I look off to my left now, I can see a sort of bright area on the far side, which must be County Hall, which is next to the London Eye. There's a sort of greyish blur in the middle distance, which must be the Thames. And a sort of darkish blur around that, which is presumably Hungerford Bridge. On you go, Vance. Good boy, good boy. Taking me down the parapet side one moment, then across the pavement. We're now on the roadside. Some people ask, you know, whether my dog prefers to walk in the middle or the left or the right. Well, he's totally flexible. Good boy, Vance, find the way. The water sounds quite calm. Not much splashing going on. Which is probably not surprising, there isn't much wind. I don't know what the tide is doing. Traffic on the right also seems fairly quiet. I would have expected a bit more traffic to be leaving central London, going across Westminster Bridge in the same direction as us, but that doesn't seem to be the case. So on the other side, I think we will take a left and walk up past the London Eye, and then cut onto York Road and into Waterloo via the Shell entrance. Vance, you are doing splendidly. I don't know if dogs are taught the word splendidly. Definitely the right thing to do to walk this evening. It is absolutely gorgeous. I don't know what this noise is down here. Some kind of snack bar that's making a funny noise. Good boy, Vance. Oh, well done. And forward, Vance. Alright, we're going down the steps now. Vance was obviously listening to which way I said we'd go. Good boy, Vance. Forward, because he found the top of the steps without me asking him to. We don't always go this way. Forward, Vance. Good lad, very good, very good. Can you stand for me, Vance? You are doing splendidly. You are a very good boy. A very good boy, Vance. Come on then, let's go. All right, the tide seems to be against us here. Lots of tourists heading in the opposite direction. Go on, Vance. Good boy. I now have the River Thames on my left, County Hall on my right, which isn't actually County Hall anymore, it's the London Aquarium and a couple of hotels, things like that. On you go, Vance, good boy. And soon I will have the London Eye on my left, between the river and Vance and I. I have no idea how far through this recording I am, so apologies if it just cuts out at some point. We'll just keep going until it does, I think. Hopefully it's of some interest. Us walking along here, either for listening about how I'm working vans or just hearing the atmosphere on this sunny October evening. Sunny and quite warm, actually. Maybe that's just because I've been walking. It's not uncomfortably busy. Everybody's moving, they're not hanging around too much, and Vance is finding spaces to get through the crowd relatively easily. Good boy, Vance, this is really good. So we should be coming up towards the end of County Hall and the queuing system for the London Eye. Good boy, Vance. And we will, I think, which way shall we go? Actually, I think we will go via the South Bank Centre. Easier route. Good boy, Vance. Vance is now hugging the left-hand side, closest to the river. No, not today, Vance, not today. Trying to turn onto the Millennium Pier there. Yeah, I don't think we'll do. We don't need a boat. So we now have the London Eye on our left. You can hear clanking. Cutting across the queue there, and then we continue on along South Bank. Well done, fans, find the way. You can hear a whir coming from the motors that push the London Eye around. For those who don't know, the London Eye is a large observation wheel, 430 feet high, and unlike most sort of Ferris wheel type designs, it has capsules on the outside of the wheel, so that you have a completely unobstructed view, if you can see the view, when it gets to the top, and the capsules just seem to sort of cling onto the side of the wheel. And I think the wheel itself appears as like a very large bicycle wheel, cantilevered out across the Thames. Good boy, Vance. Sounds like there's a bus club here. Good boy. Vance, we need to find the ramp.
No, it's not.
It's very good. He remembers. As soon as I said that, he started cutting over towards the right-hand side. Suits me because we don't hit the busker. Good boy, Vance. Good boy. You are doing so well this evening, Vance. You're brilliant. I'm not going to mention the RAMP word again and just see if he makes it. Here we go, I think he has. Let's see. We should be taking off any moment now. Yes, well done, Vance, you clever boy. You clever boy. Shall I get you a treat? I think I must. Here you go. That's the ramp. Well done, Vance. On you go then. We're walking up underneath Hungerford Railway Bridge, the bridge linking Waterloo East with the terminus at Charing Cross, and at the top of this ramp we turn right and head for Waterloo. Find right, Vance. Good lad, you find the way now for me, Vance. Vance seems to do better in crowded situations than he does in areas with wide open space like here. He's not quite sure what line to take. Whereas if there were big crowds, he weaves through them rather nicely. He's currently hugging the left-hand shoreline fairly closely. No? Ooh, don't know where we are, actually. Oh, find the way, Vance. Maybe he's in the middle. Good boy, Vance. This is excellent. You're going to find me the steps. Oh, those steps. Good boy. Well done. Forward. I have to say, this is exceptional working from Vance. Forward. I'm also not getting any signs from him of tiring or of pain. Forward, Vance. I won't hold my breath on that one. Come on, let's find the way. Come on. I won't hold my breath on that one. But maybe seeing the McTimony animal therapist last week, Louisa, maybe it helped, maybe. Come on then, find the curb for me, Houndy. Find that curb. It's quite a difficult crossing, not very much traffic, but can't always tell when they're stopping. Forward, I think, Vance. That's a very clear command. Come on then, you find the way, Houndy. So you can hear some fountains on the left. Bicycle bells. People's footsteps all around me. Most people heading in the direction of Waterloo. Gonna find the way then, Hound. Good boy, go on. You find the way. Forward. Good lad. Now crossing this sort of semi-pedestrianised road. And we're going to find that tunnel, aren't we, Vance? Good boy. Keeps being knocked off course by people keeping their straight lines. Vance having to veer off, but he's doing very, very well. Here we go, back underneath the railway. So when we come out of here, the railway will be back on our left again, and we'll be heading up towards the Victory Arch entrance to Waterloo Station. Just one more major road to cross. Thankfully with a pedestrian crossing. Straight on, Vance. Keep going. Can you find the crossing for me? Where's the crossing? Slowing, finding it. Well done, Vance. You've got a box. The box. Oh, you found the box as well. That's very good. And I know that this one has a bleeper on it, so we should be fine. Forward, Vance. Here we go. Lots and lots and lots of people. Come on, Vance, let's go. And we're now walking up the main footpath leading up towards the Victory Arch. Along with half of London. Forward, Vance. Go on. Good boy, are we taking a shortcut there, Vance, are we? Forward, crossing a zebra crossing. Going up a ramp now. Very busy. Find the way, Vance. Vance, sorry. Vance, get on. Vance taking a liking to somebody who I think was on the floor there. Vance steps, Vance. Find right, come on. Good boy, forward. And up the steps we go. Good boy, forward, Vance. And here we are. Good boy, Vance, that was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Go on then. Going to close up the time is. If they're announcing a 17:53, then my chances of getting to 17:50, I presume, are pretty slim. Come on, Vance, let's go. Come on, we're going to find right, Vance. I don't know where you think you're going. Come on, find right. Come on, you find the way. Right. Let's pause here, stop this recording if it's still playing. Wait there. People are running. I don't think we're going to make that train. We'll go and get the other one. Oh, we've still got a couple of minutes left on the recording. Amazing. Let's see what the time is. Oh, we could catch that train. Oh, why not? Let's just go and do it, shall we? We have 3 minutes to catch the fast train. We won't get a seat, but we will get home in 15 minutes' time. Let's go, Vance. No immediate need to rush, as we can get up the train, I think, in the next 2 minutes. Good boy. Found the gate. Forward, then. Come on, then. Find right. Need to find a bit more energy, Vance. Just this final push. Come on. Find the way. So we're walking up 19. This is a complete guess on my part, based on the fact that everyone else is running this way. So, if it goes somewhere else, then it's my own fault. Come on, Vance, let's go. Up, up. Come on, you can have your rest in a moment. The further we go up, the more chance we have of getting some space on this train. On you go, Vance. So I've booed this walk up the platform a few times already. We're basically trying to get to the point where the canopy ends before they start blowing whistles, which could be fairly soon. Keep going, Vance. Good lad. Don't think that's for us. Have to hold your nerve a bit here. Right, find the door, Vance. Turn around, Vance. Turn right round. Good boy. Sit there. Sorry?
Do you want a seat?
I wouldn't mind if there is one.
Yeah, you can have mine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's very kind. Is that the closest one?
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
Upstand, Vance. Turn around. Thank you. You're very kind.
Okay.
Come over here, then, you. Thank you. Sit there, Vance, please. Down you go.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay.